Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell. Sports talk duo breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge. Big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell on a Monday. I swear, Carl is coming back. He has not been fired. He was not attacked by pygmies in Papua New Guinea. Carl is coming back, we believe, tomorrow. It is Bo Morgan, Squid Billy from the morning shift. We like to start every hour of every show with a big hearty, hey, man. Or it is pushing the buttons, Day-Day, the brains of the operation behind the glass. Hope you guys had a kind of, it's funky when the Falcons aren't playing because you don't really have to do anything.
Yeah, it's nice.
So what did you do yesterday?
I nursed a hangover from the MGA party, which we, our golf association.
Nice.
But also, Mike, it was brunch with Santa at our clubhouse.
Nice.
Yeah, so we took Pork Chop up there.
That's his nickname for the baby.
Yeah, we took her up there, and we're like, I had a bet with Mike Johnson that she would not cry, and Morgan's don't cry. No cry. No cry with Santa. I was so
nice.
Proud.
Nice. Yeah man, it's... It's a strange weekend because you can watch. Like I said, I was waiting for the Philip Rivers show on the Sunday ticket. I was definitely going to be all in for that. We have some friends in our neighborhood that moved down to Fairhope, where he is actually living these days, down in off of Mobile Bay in Alabama. And they've run into him and his wife a few times. And so everybody down there, you saw the video of his high school team that's all pulling for him. And then, as he said, we'll give you some of the audio a little bit later in 4th and 1. To be a 44-year-old grandpa, that was the only shot the Colts had, to grind it, to kind of make it that kind of like a fight in a phone booth and hope maybe you could hang on. Unfortunately, it was just they couldn't do it.
Yeah, and they had the lead with, I want to say, like 28 seconds or something left, and they had just kicked that field goal, and they couldn't hold on to it.
Yeah, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, they kick into the end zone. They couldn't get the placement. So they get the ball at the 35, which it didn't seem like it did. And
yeah.
Then Darnold's able to kind of move around and buy some time, and then boom, boom, boom. So you go from one major field goal to another major field goal to lose it.
And it's wild because I feel like, it's absolutely true. The guys can make them from 60 like with ease these days. Of course, none of them play for us. But then on the other part is the special teams thing with the kicking the ball in the end zone, it is still something that these guys are adjusting to with not kicking it, you know, in the landing area, as they call it. It's really
right.
Still a filling out process.
Lord knows it is for us. So Bose today, in for Carl. This hour of the program brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Yeah, man. I mean, in the no blank Sherlock department, it's cold. And I'm never going back north. I grew up like a lot of folks that maybe moved here from someplace else, the Midwest, the Northeast. This is like, no. Even today with the dogs, I'm out by the lake. That wind whips up. Oh, that's it. I even go to the gym today. Sloth-like. I didn't want to mess with it.
Wow.
This cold is debilitating cold. Call me soft. Call me a candy blank. So be it. I'm never going back to New York. Well, I live here. And I hate doing this. This cold just gets me out of my rhythm, man.
Every time we do a game up there in the cold, like remember we did that game a few years ago in 20, I think it was
Buffalo?
22. And no, in, well, we did one in cold in Buffalo, but we did one in Baltimore where that wind chill came in, and that was Drake's rookie year, right?
Right.
And, I mean, it was like minus 8 degrees with the wind chill. It was awful, and I was like, how are you? I'm here because I'm working. If I was not working, I'd be sitting at home, not watching it. But you guess what? Packed out crowd.
Right. I look back, and Day-Day, because he lived in the East Coast, he's bi-coastal, don't tell anybody. But when I was a kid, and you know, I've joked around with Bo, watching the Army-Navy game this weekend, first time I actually taste booze, it was out of one of those binocular flasks at an Army-Navy game in Philadelphia where the wind chill was. And we didn't have the cool down. There was no Northern Face, right, jackets back then. You'd be wearing some corduroy jacket,
yeah.
Or if you're lucky, you had a down coat. But there was nobody had the kind of stuff we have today. You know, I wore one of those like terrorist ski masks once to an Army-Navy game. You know what I mean? With the big scarf and the babushka, the whole thing. It's just, my dad was wearing like the Elmer Fudd hat, you know, the hunting. No, we didn't have the cool stuff. Remember freezing my butt off? The old man like, yeah, try some of this. This tingle your fingers and toes.
Yeah, we used to literally have to walk home backwards sometimes because that ice and wind would be like literally feeling like it's cutting your face. So we'd take turns looking to make sure we're not like walking crooked.
Right. And we used to go to Giants games in the Meadowlands. Same thing. The Giants were terrible when I was a child. I mean, my teenagers, it wasn't until like 84 with Parcells, the worm turned. So last night.
I'm sorry. He said he had to walk backwards because the wind was coming
so
bad. Yes,
that's a thing. That's a thing, man.
I've never had to experience that. Thank God I've grown up down here in the South my entire life.
Now, and where I grew up in Long Island, you get the Gulf Stream. So even when it snows, it's not bitter cold. But the Meadowlands, I don't know what it is about that parking lot. I can vibe with what you walked through.
Yeah, I've been there. It's cold. Dude, there are certain places that the wind just cuts you hard. It always outside of a stadium. For whatever reason, it just cuts through you.
So that's watching those games this weekend. I'm like, man, no interest in being there. A lot of storylines from the NFL. We'll cover all this today. The Chiefs never looked the part. Heck, the Chiefs didn't even look the part for half of last year, and they went to the Super Bowl, right? But if you've been sick and tired of the Chiefs, and you're sick and tired of Mahomes, man, nobody wants to see him go out like that. But an ACL, and now in the other conference, the other big injury, it's confirmed ESPN reporting Micah Parsons has a torn ACL. So the huge pickup for Green Bay now will not be a part of whatever Green Bay does in the postseason. Yeah.
Real quick, the Chiefs, they played in 12 one-score games last year. They won 12 of those, I should say. I think they won like 12 of 13. This year, they're like 1-7. Also, is Jerry Jones a prophet? Because he kind of said that. He kind of said that when you sign these guys and then they don't
play. He can be hit by a car.
Yeah, well, he wasn't, but his knee is gone now, and he won't play for 8 months.
Yeah, and the Cowboys, Mike Conte and our boss, and he'll be in here later on to talk about the Hawks, because we got two good things. Well, one thing's good, one thing we're not sure about. What's up with Porzingis? What is this illness? Does he have this heart condition they can't figure out? Can he go like? Can he ever play like two games in a week? And then when is Trey coming back? And how does Trey get implemented and sort of, seamlessly integrated into this half court offense? We'll talk about that with Mike next hour. But I was just talking with Mike about, remember the Cowboys? They were viable for like about 72 hours after they beat the Chiefs and they beat the Eagles, and then everybody out, of course, first take because all they know is the Cowboys and the Yankees and LeBron. And they were up there, and then the Cowboys went back to what they are, which is not important.
And I'm not kidding.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. I don't know what to think of them because they should have won last night. That their defense and up front and that what they've kind of reestablished should have absolutely been able to beat J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings, who literally throws a pick on his first pass attempt, which was kind of batted, and then he does a terrible job of just knocking it down. But it is. They're just right back to it. They're going to miss the playoffs this year. Schottenheimer. I don't think Schottenheimer's in a bad job. I think he's had a lot to deal with. He lost his best player before the season.
And then the rest of the NFC, you watch if you stayed up to watch last night, I mean, not much. I mean, Vikings and Cowboys, as we said, they're kind of irrelevant. Eagles, they get a win this week. I saw the Bears just absolutely. I mean, they went to the Browns like poop through a goose, like it weren't even there up in Chi-Town.
I know. I got to ask you because I've listened to you and Carl, and I know that you're a Deion guy because Deion's obviously right. Deion played and he played here, and I really couldn't care less either way. Is it exhausting for you the way Shedeur Sanders is covered? I mean, Josina Anderson has essentially devoted the rest of her career to basically just everything is a defense of Shedeur.
Right.
We've got this wristband gate, and I was trying to explain to a guy on Twitter yesterday that, you know, there's a difference between a play and a protection. And just right. because he doesn't necessarily have the right play doesn't mean he can't slide protection. You know, that's a real thing in the NFL.
Right.
Also, when you hold the ball for 8 seconds, the sack isn't on you. Now, look, in Shador's defense, he has made good throws that haven't been necessarily taken care of. The problem is everything is either Shedeur sucks or why do y'all hate him? Nothing's his fault. And then we're completely ignoring a young quarterback developing.
Well, did you look at the draft class and like the best quarterback in this class could be Shook down there for New Orleans, just like the worst quarterback the year that Kenny Pickett came out. That's the year we picked up Ritter and Malik Willis. That's probably one of the worst drafts for quarterbacks in the last 10. That was 22. That's the draft that produced Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant, last guy selected, and obviously the rest is history with him in the 49ers. By the way, you see him doing his dance? See him shucking and jiving down the sideline yesterday? So Brock Purdy, that's the only guy worth a darn. Cam Ward is worse than Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
I mean,
also playing on a bad team, but nobody recognizes that.
It's crazy when you get into the, Tyler Shook might be that guy. Now, he's going to have to, see how it plays out down the stretch, but darn it, like maybe there's not a lot of style points, but what's he started now? Like 7 or 8 games? He's won 3 of his last 5. I think he's something like 3. I want to say he's 3-4 as a starter because he did come in relief. But they're winning games. They're starting to stack some dubs down there. He's getting confidence.
Yeah.
And he's got Kellen Moore as his coach.
Yeah.
Not a bad way to go, right?
No,
to start your career.
Not a bad way to go. They have beat Carolina twice in that span, right? They beat Carolina twice. They beat Tampa. He's starting to play well. What is it? I don't know. Remember, we had Fool's Gold and right. Desmond Ritter.
I'm guilty, and I don't want to speak for Carl. He can talk about it later in the week. I convinced myself that he's going to be something, that they're going to figure this out, and we'll get lucky here. We couldn't, and we didn't, and he wasn't.
I did, too. And I didn't break up with Desmond Ritter until that Carolina game, and he threw
I dumped him after the Jacksonville game in England. I was off that. The thing with Ritter, and Marianne, remember, you weren't working with us, Danny. I said, this guy's a bum. He's a journeyman. This is never going to go anywhere. And Carl's like me. He's always tried to be glass half full.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We even debated last, remember this offseason? I'm no longer going to be the hype man. I said 10 wins. We may finish with, I don't know where we go. We'll talk all about the events Thursday night down in Tampa. Get Bo's take.
Mike Missouri Bell, show me.
Yeah, man. And Arthur's comments, too, because we kind of we mentioned that briefly a few times with Dave Archer filling in on Friday. We'll come back as part of our download.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.